Raymond, what if that's the best part of you? The dog part? What if you're really just a two-legged dog?
You need to see somebody.
It stinks in here.
I'd always wanted to do something big with my life. I just didn't know what. Anyhow, I figured if I was going into the gun trade, I was going to aim high.
Vitaly, stop fucking around. I want to talk to you. You read the newspapers, Vete?
The newspaper? It's always the same.
You're right. Every day there's people shooting each other. You know what I do when I see that? I look to see what guns they're using, and I think to myself, why not my guns?
What, you open a gun shop?
Already more of those in America than McDonald's. Even with all the gangsters around here, the margins are too low.
You've worked out the margins.
Sure.
Forget gang wars.
The real money's in actual wars between countries.
Yuri, what the fuck do you know about guns?
I know which end I'd rather be on.
I made the first sale.
We're already in business.
Whoa. We?
I need a partner.
I don't know, Yuri.
Vitaly, I've tasted your borscht. You're no fucking chef. I can eat in the restaurant for free, and I still don't eat there.
Fuck you.
And we're doing nothing with our lives. I mean, This is shit.
That's true. But maybe doing nothing's better than doing this.
I need you. Bratia, Parujo.
Bratia, Parujo.
Interest you in the shoulder-fired SA-7 surface-to-air missile.
The older Chinese model, not so effective against modern military aircraft, but deadly if used against a commercial airliner. I'm giving them away at 850.
It was the 80s, and the Cold War was far from thawed. Most of the deals were government to government. And it was a mostly private club with a lifetime club president.
That's him.
Oh, the big shot.
Simeon Weiss. Angola, Mozambique, those Exocet missiles in the Falklands.
He was selling guns before there was gunpowder.
Be right back.
Mr. Weiss?
It's okay, they're talking.
May I help?
Yes, a mutual friend, Eli Kurtzman from Brighton Beach, import-export, said to contact you. I have a business proposal, and I thought perhaps we could discuss it.
I don't think you and I are in the same business. You think I just sell guns, don't you? I don't. I take sides.
But in the Iran-Iraq war, you sold guns to both sides.
Did you ever consider that I wanted both sides to lose? Bullets change governments far surer than votes.
You're in the wrong place, my young friend.
There's no place for amateurs.
Curious how you always revert to your native tongue in moments of extreme anger and ecstasy.
Oh, Boże. Boże mój! Boże mój! Oh, you are beautiful. What's your name again?
The only option for Vitaly and me was under-the-counter gun running. I got my first break in Lebanon after the suicide bombing. But I wasn't the only local kid making good. When the United States leaves a war zone, they generally don't take their munitions. It costs more to bring it back than to buy new stock.
So, we sell by the kilo.
The second-hand weapons, but they're still okay.
How many kilos would you like?
5,000.
I had a flair for languages,